I think a realization that there's very little as far as standards and portability in the United States for manufacturing and logistics. So the Lumina Foundation, through the Manufacturers Institute, is funding a study, and actually more than that, you know, actually there's a program in place to start upskilling in those two areas. So they really focus on portable credentials on a national standard. There are four, five, six different organizations, such as the Society of Manufacturing Engineers, AWS for welding, MSSC for manufacturing, and so on, that are working with them to put together a template, a skills template, that can be used anywhere. The state of Indiana is one of the five founding states, along with Ohio, North Carolina, Texas, and the state of Washington. And I think there are now about 24 states in total who have signed on to try to work on these portable credentials. So we're working in the state of Indiana with Ivy Tech as our partner to put together a requirement and then a curriculum to meet these needs.
Define a little bit more for us what a portable credential is.
Well, today, if you were to go out and let's say you wanted to move, the family was going to move to California, when you went to go find employment there, there's very little as far as a credential that would be recognized outside the state or outside your region. So you would simply be known as a skilled machinist or an experienced machinist, something like that. If you were to be able to walk in and say, yes, I've got my credentials, you know, I'm an MSSC / APIC certified professional, that would mean something if we can get the standards recognized on a national basis.